Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
We are now starting Bezos Hashem, the Gemara and Afites Amun Aleph. But before we start the Gemara and Afites Amun Aleph, I'd like to be makdim with the Gemara and Afites Amun Beis. The Gemara says as follows. If you have 9 chanuyos meicheres basar shchuta, 9 chanuyos that sell basar shchuta, va'achas meicheres basar nevela, and 1 chanus that sells basar nevela. So if it was nischal fulai cheshesh, he has to be cheshesh, then maybe this basar came from the chanus that is being meicher basar nevela. But by nimtzeis holchin achar harayv. If you found the basar bashok, then you go after roiv. And if teisha chanuyos or moiches basar shchuta, then that basar is mutter ba'achila because you go basar roiv. Now, one has to know that we say that for chanuyos or moiches basar shchuta, then the basar that you find is mutter ba'achila based on the kval called the parish miuba parish. Do we say that you go after the majority of stores? And if the majority of stores are meiches basar shchuta, then the basar is mutter b'achila. Or do we go after the majority of basar? In other words, even if you have a majority of stores that sell basar kasher, but if as far as a quantity of meat that the stores have, the store that sells basar nevela has an equal quantity of meat to the stores that sell basar kasher, even if you have a majority of stores that sell basar kasher, we still will not go basar roiv. Only if the majority of meat that's sold is kosher meat, only then would we go basar roiv. So we find the machlokes ha'paiskim, the chavistas and simon kofiyots of katan gimel, and so too the chazanish and simon lamed zayin of katan chav dalet says that one sees from teisus mamtzia chafav min aleph understands that you go basar roiv, and we say called the parish, is based on the majority of stores. If the majority of stores sell basar kasher, even if as far as the meat that's being sold, the amount of basar nevela that's being sold is equal to the amount of basar kasher, we would still go basar roiv chanuyos and say that as long as most of the stores sell basar kasher, the basar that's found is mutter b'achila. That is how the Chavistas understands our Gemara. On the other hand, the Chachmas Adam and Binas Adam Shar Kavua Simen Tesain argues. And he understands that we say, that if Reuv Chanu Yisrael Basar Shchuta, the Basar that's found is Mutter Ba'achila, is not dependent upon the amount of stores. It is dependent upon the amount of Basar Kasher. If you have Reuv Basar Kasher, only then is the Basar that's found Mutter Ba'achila. Now, as far as this itself is concerned, that the Chachmas Adam explains, they go after the quantity of meat, if it's mostly Basar Kasher, or mostly basar nevela, again, we find the machlekes achrinim. The Beis Ephraim and Simon Mem understands that it is dependent upon the amount of meat that was sold, that was actually sold. The majority of meat that was sold basar kasher, or was the majority of meat that was sold basar nevela? That is how the Beis Ephraim understands the roiv of our Gemara. And so too we find in the Ksvei Sachesh and Simen Reish Tzadi Beis of Katan Yud Beis understand that it is not dependent upon the majority of basar that was actually sold, but all it is dependent upon the majority of basar that is actually found in the stores themselves. And even if on that specific day the amount of basar nevela that was sold is equal to the amount of basar kasher that was sold, as long as a quantity of meat that is found in the store that sells kasher meat is the majority, we'll say that we go basar roiv and we say called the parish, and the basar that was found bashok is mutter b'achila. Those are the basic three shitas that we find as far as our Gemara is concerned. First of all, the chavistas shita, they go after the majority of stores. Second, the chachmas adam shita, they go after the majority of meat. And in that sheet of the Chachmas Adam, there are two subcategories. Either you go after the majority of meat that was actually sold, which is a sheet of the Beis Ephraim, or you go after the majority of meat that is actually found in the stores themselves, which is a sheet of the Rashash. Let's go back to the Ikar Machlekes, the Chavistas, and the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam brings the following raya from our Mishnah on Dafites Amud Aleph. Our Mishnah says, Moish nimzu bein Eshkol ben Adavav. Let's say someone found money between the shofar of Shkolim and the shofar of Nadavah. So it depends. Kara was Shkolim, Yipu was Shkolim. If it's close to the Shkolim, then it goes to Shkolim. Nadavah, Yipu Nadavah. So the Rosh and the Rav both say that our Mishnah is based on the halacha of that you go basar kara. You go after the one of which it is closer to. The Rosh and Rav go on to say that even if one says, Roi v'karv hochen achar ha-roiv, in other words, if you have a choice to go after the one in which was found in its proximity, or to go after the majority is stronger, then karev, roiv is adif me korva. If so, one has to learn our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is referring to a case that the moyes of shkolim were equal to the money of nedava. In other words, there was no roiv. There was no roiv nedava. And since there was no roiv moyes nedava, for that reason, if you find the money closer to the shofar of shkolim, yipu shkolim. That is how the Rosh and the Rav explain our Mishnah. If you say roiv v'karev hochen achar haroiv, Chacham Asadim asks the following question: even if we'll say that the amount of money that was found in the shofar of nedava was equal to the amount of the money of shkolim, but yet many more shofaris of nedava than there were shofaris of shkolim. Like the Mishnah says before in the Afil Chesam and Aleph, that there were shisha shofaris of nedava, only two shofaris of shkolim. So even if we'll say that the amount of money in the shofaris of nedava was equal to the amount of money that was in the shofaris of shkolim, but yet, if the halacha is, they go basariv chanuyis, they go after the stores, and we do not look at the amount of basar that is found in the stores, so too over here, we should go basar roiv, and we should say that since roiv of the shofar is a shofar nedava, even though the amount of money in the shofar is never equal to the amount of money that is found in the shofaris of shkolim, we should still go after roiv shofaris. So from here, the Chachmas Adam proves, not like the Chavis Das, that one does not look at the amount of stores that there are, but yet one looks at the amount of butter that is found in the stores. And so too, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, one would look at the amount of money that is found in the Shofrei Nedava. And as long as the amount of money in Shofrei Nedava is equal to the amount of money that is found in the Shofres of Shkolim, one would go Basar Karev. Because if there is no Rav, we go Basar Karev. That is the Raya that Chachmas Adam brings from our Mishnah. The Chavis Das, on the other hand, brings the raya from that we find in the Mishnah, Machshirim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, that the Mishnah says if someone finds a Metziah in a city, so it depends. Im roi v'akom, if most of the people in the city are goyim, ein etzarach achriz, he's not b'chuyv to him achriz, the Aveda. But, im roi v'yisrael, if most of the people in that city are Yisraelim, then the halacha is tzarach l'achriz, because he go b'asarov, and since he go b'asarov, we say that it probably fell from Yisrael, and therefore you're chayav l'achriz. The Chavis Das asks, why is the halacha that if Rav Yisrael chayav l'achriz, harei hanochrim ashirim tvei? Goyim are wealthier, and since the goyim are wealthier, as far as the amount of money is concerned, most of the money in this city is money that belongs to goyim. So the halacha should be that even in Rav Yisrael, even if you have a city that most of the people in the city are Yisraelim, still the halacha should be the one is potter from being machriz, because one should assume, based on the amount of money that is in the city, most of the money in the city is money that belongs to Goyim. So from here the Chavis Das says that one sees that one does not go after the quantity of money that is in the city, but instead one goes after the people in the city. And since most of the people are Yisraelim, therefore you are chayav l'achriz. And so too, as far as chanuyais, one would go after roiv chanuyais, even if as far as the quantity of meat, you would have more not kosher meat. That is what the Chavis Das proves in the Mishnah and Machshirin. To answer the raya of the Chachmas Adam, that the Chachmas Adam proves from the Rosh and Rav in our Mishnah, that one does not go after the majority of stores, or as far as our Mishnah is concerned, the majority of shofaris, we find by Reb Shimon in Shar Yashar, Shar Dalet, Perek Tes, that it answers as follows. That even though, generally speaking, one goes after the majority of stores, and so too in our Mishnah, one should go after the majority of shofaris, but we have a conflicting roiv to the Rav Shofrei Nedava, even though you have six Shofrei Nedava. And you have Rav Shofrei Nedava relative to the Shofrei Shkolim, because as far as the Shofrei Shkolim are concerned, all you have are two Shofreis. But we have a conflicting Rav. Like the Mishnah says before, there are 13 Shofreis. So even though, as far as the Shofrei Shkolim are concerned, you have six Shofreis relative to two, but what happened to the other five Shofreis that are not Shofrei Nedava? So for that reason, Reb Shimon explains, we do not look after the fact that there are six Shofrei Nedava. Because as far as the six Shofrei Nedava are concerned, we have a Rav of other Shofreis that are not Shofrei Nedava. And therefore, Reb Shimon goes on to say that we only look at the two Shofreis between whom was found these mice. And therefore, that the Rosh and Rav go on to say, that the amount of money in the Shofreis are equal, is not referring to all the Shofrei Nedava, but what the Rosh and Rav are referring to is the Shofrei Nedava that is next to the mois. The money in that Shofrei Nedava is equal to the amount of money that was found in the Shofrei of Shkolim. And the amount of money that is found in the other Shofreis does not concern me at all. That is how Reb Shimon explains our Mishnah according to the Chavistas. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yedalad, the Tiferes Tzal is Medayek, the Rambam argues on the Rosh and Rav. In the Rambam, one sees that even if one would have a majority of money, in the Shofrei Nedava, we would still go after Karev. We would still say that if it was found closer to the Shkolim, Yipu Shkolim. And the question is, why do we go Basa Korva? We hold Rav Karev Holchen Achar Rav. And if we hold Rav Karev Holchen Achar Rav, one should go after the majority of money which is found in the Shofrei Nedava. So to answer this kash, we find that Rabbeinu Meshulam says the following chiddush. Rabbeinu Meshulam says, the key vandalay naidi, since this money does not move, Ela Shanofa, what happened is the money fell out. Therefore, we do not go after Rav. All we go is after Korva. The explanation of that that Rabbeinu Meshulam says is based on that that we said before in the name of the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim understands that that we say, that if Rav Chanuyus and Moichis Basar Shchutza, the Basar that was found by Shok is Kasher, is dependent upon the majority of meat that was actually sold. The majority of meat that is actually found by Shok. If the majority of meat that is actually found by Shok is mostly kosher, then we say that this piece of meat that he found was kosher, because the majority of meat that was sold was kosher meat. And therefore, Ben Mishom goes on to say that as far as our Mishnah is concerned, that one found money in between Shkolim and Adava, and as Ben Mishom explains, we're talking about money that fell out from a shofar, there is no reason to assume, just because the shofar and Adava happens to have more money, that this money that fell out from a shofar fell out from the shofar and Adava. And therefore, Rabbeinu Meshulam says, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, we don't go Basar Rav. And for that reason, we go after Korva. Because again, based on the Beis Ephraim, that we go after Rav is because there's a reason to assume that the piece of meat that was found is kosher. Because most of the meat that was sold is kosher. But if money happened to fall out, there was no reason to assume that the money came from the Shofrei Nedava over the Shofar of Shkolim. That is a pshat Rabbeinu Meshulam, and that is what one sees in the Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchos Shkolim Halacha Yedalet. Now let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if someone finds money bein chulin or maaser sheni, so it depends. Karev chulin, yipul chulin, because again you go after karev, a maaser sheni. What if you found the closer to maaser sheni, yipul maaser sheni, mechtzel mechtzel. Let's say it's half half, yipul maaser sheni. One sees from our Mishnah that if the money that was found is Karev Chulin, the halacha is Yipul Chulin. One could ask the following kasha. Why do we say that if the money that was found is closer to Chulin, the halacha is Yipul Chulin? Based on the fact that we go after Karev. As we said before, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Rav Karev Hochnacharoiv, in other words, roiv, is better than karif. And therefore, just like we find the halacha is, that by roiv the halacha is, that dover sheyeshoi matirin is not batal b'roiv. If something has a possibility of becoming mutter without bittul, one does not rely on bittul b'roiv, and we say dover sheyeshoi matirin is not batal b'roiv. So too, as the Pesach Tshuva brings down in Yerodei Simon Kuf base of Katan Aleph, that not only do we say that davar sheyeshu matirin is not batal b'roiv, but even as far as the halacha of kol deparish is concerned, where we have a davar sheyeshu matirin, something that has the possibility of becoming mutter without going after roiv, we will not say kol deparish miyu b'parish. We will not rely on the fact that roiv is hatter to say kol deparish miyu b'parish. If one has an option of letting it become mutter without relying on kol deparish miyu b'parish. And therefore, as we find in the Gemara above Metzia Daf Nun Gimel Min Aleph, the Maaser Sheni is considered a davar sheyeshu matirin, because one has the ability to bring the Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. And for that reason, the Gemara says, Maaser Sheni is not batal b'roiv. So too we'll say that we will not go after roiv, we will not say kol deparish miyuba parish when it comes to Maaser Sheni that has a yeshoi matirin, that has a possibility of becoming mutter without relying on kol deparish. So therefore, if so, just like we won't say kol deparish miyuba parish when it comes to Maaser Sheni based on the fact that Maaser Sheni is yeshoi matirin, so to one should not go after korva. Because again, roiv karev, roiv is better than karev. And if, as far as roiv is concerned, we do not go after roiv by something that it is considered yeshu matirin, so to one should not go after korva. And so too we find in Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Beya Daf Yudim Beis. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, based on that roiv karev, roiv is better than karev, if the halach is a tavir sheshu matirin, roiv does not help, so too karev will not help. Mikol Shekain, if roiv doesn't help, for sure karev won't help. So to answer this kasha, one has to say the yisoid that we find in Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim Baba Basra Oisayin Ches. Rabbi Chanan asks the following kasha. We find in the Gemara Nechulin that the Gemara Nechulin asks, Minohani Miwi, how do we know does Linan Basar Roiv Ruba, that we go after roiv? If the halach is roiv karev hochanach roiv, in other words, roiv is better than karev, and we know we go after karev from egla rufa be egla rufa. From that halacha is that the city that's closest to the mace brings an egla rufa. From there, we went out halacha of korva. If roiv is better than korva, if we go after korva from the gzeis hakasev that was said by egla rufa, for sure we should go after roiv. Roiv is better than korva. A similar kasha we find in Taisis and Chulin. Taisis and Chulin asks that again, what was the Gemara's kasha? Mino hani miwi dozin and bas ruba, how do we know that we go after roiv? We know that halacha is ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif. Roiv is better than chazaka. Once we know that we go after chazaka, we sure not roiv from a kavah chaymer. If we go after chazaka, for sure we should go after roiv. So the Rashba answers Taisis kasha by saying that we say ruba adif mechazaka is only once we know that we go after roiv. Only then do we say ruba adif mechazaka. Before the chiddush of roiv, we would say that chazaka ruba, chazaka adifa. B'chayr, the Rashba is a pliya. How can the Rashba go and say that we say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif is only once we learn out the din of roiv? But again, who told you the ruba v'chazaka ruba adif? It must be that we know misfara the ruba v'chazak ruba adif. So again, if we know misfara ruba v'chazak ruba adif, we should be able to learn out that we go after roiv from a kav chaymer of chazaka. We find the chem deshoima in Eben Ezer Simen Chav Gimel, and Rabbi Chanan explain as follows: that even though we know misfara that ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, but roiv and chazaka work in two completely different ways. The way chazaka works is not that the chazaka is mevara the suffik. The chazaka doesn't clarify for us the suffik, but the way chazaka works is gzeiras hakasev. There's gzeiras hakasev that by a suffik ein meitzien hadavar mechazkasei. Rav, on the other hand, is a mevarer. Rav, on the other hand, does clarify for us the suffix. And for that reason, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. Because as Rav Chanan says, once you have a Rav, and once Rav clarifies for us the suffix, there is no more room for chazaka. Because the whole din of chazaka was said that if you have a suffix, ein meitzien hadavar mechazkasei. But Rav is mevarer for us a suffix. Rav already clarified for us a suffix. So of course, Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif. But again, as the Rashba says, that is only once we know the halacha of Rav. Only after we know the halacha, the Rav is Mevara Safek, only then do we say Ruba v'chazak Ruba Adif. But before we know that the Rav has a koyach, Rav has the ability to be Mevara for us a Safek, Chazak is better than Rav. That is how Rabbi Chanan and the Chemda Shoima explain the Rashba. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan goes on to say that so too as far as Korva is concerned. Even though Rav Akarev, Rav is better than Korva, but the way Rav Akarev work are completely different. Rav works, as we said before, because Rav clarifies for us the suffix. But the way Korva works is not because Korva clarifies for us the suffix, but the way Korva works is Exeris HaKosev. Is Exeris HaKosev just like Chazaka. But not that the Korva is Mevara for us the suffix. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan says, even though Rav Akarev, Rav is Adif, that is only because the Rav is Mevara for us a Safek, and therefore there's no more room for the Gzeir Sakasav of Korva. But before we know the din of Rav, Avada Korva is better than Rav. There is no way for us to earn out Rav from Akarev. And therefore, based on Rabbi Chanan, one can answer the Kasha as follows. That even though the halacha is davar sheish hamatir, and one does not go after Rav, and one does not rely on the birur of Rav, but that is only because the way Rav works is that we have a suffix, and Rav is mevara for us a suffix. But b'makom yesh hamatir, we do not rely on the birur of Rav, and we say, instead of relying on the birur of Rav, be matter it in a different fashion. Bring the Ma'aser Sheni up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, and don't rely on the Birur of Rav. But that is only as far as the Birur of Rav is concerned. But if one has Gzeiras HaKosev of Korva, the Gzeiras HaKosev of Korva, the Torah said that even though there is no Birur, the Korva itself is not Mevar, but the Torah said there is Gzeiras HaKosev to go after the Dover HaKorev. And since one has Gzeiras HaKosev to go after the Dover HaKorev, the fact that it's Eishem HaTiyun does not make any difference whatsoever. Because the Torah itself said that it is mutter based on the halacha of Korva. It's one way with which one can answer the previous kasha. Another way one can answer the kasha is based on that we find in the Shita Mekubetes of Metzia Dafav. That even where one has a Rav, and even where the din is to go after Rav, it is still considered a suffix. It is not considered a vade. Even though now the two sides of the suffix are not equal, and the din is to go after Rav, but that does not mean that we are not left without a suffix whatsoever. There still is a makom suffix. But yet, the Torah said to rely on the birur of Rav in this suffix. Korva, on the other hand, could work differently. Korva, on the other hand, could work that in a place of Korva, where you have a din to go after Korva, there is no suffix whatsoever. The din of Korva says that one should not even contemplate an other tzad. And therefore, since the din of Korva says to not even contemplate another tzad, for that reason, the din Korva is a din vaday. And if so, one can answer the kasha that we asked before as follows. That even though the halacha is davar sheish hamatirin, one does not go after Rav. But that is only because even after the birur of Rav, we are still left with a suffix. And since we are still left with a suffix, therefore we say that since we have an other option, like for example, a Ma'aser Sheni, you could bring the Ma'aser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, it's better to bring the Ma'aser Sheni up to Yerushalayim than rely on Rav, because even after the Rav, we still have a suffix. On the other hand, by Korva, even though Rav is better than Korva, but in a place that the din is to go after Korva, Korva tells us that there is no suffix. And since there is no suffix, even if we have a davar sheish matirin, we will still go after Korva. That we say, Rav Akarev Hochen Achar HaRav, is based on the fact that since Rav is better than Korva, Therefore, not only can Rav be mevarer a suffix, but Rav can create a suffix as well. And even though had the halacha been to go after Korva, there wouldn't be a suffix. But since Rav is better than Korva, Rav makes a suffix, and Rav is mevarer the suffix as well. But still, one cannot go and prove that if Korva works, so too Rav should work mikal v'chomer, because again, the way Korva works and the way Rav works are fundamentally different. The way Korva works is that there is no suffix whatsoever. The way Rav works is that Rav is mevara the suffix. And so too one can say it in Chazaka as well. That as far as Chazaka is concerned, Chazaka works the same way Korva works. By Chazaka we say that there is no suffix whatsoever. And we assume the status of the chefetz did not change till proven otherwise. And we do not even contemplate another tzad. On the other hand, by Rav, the way Rav works, that Rav is mevara the suffix. But since by every Rav there is a tzad mi'ad as well, therefore the suffix remains. Just our din is to rely on the bureau of Rav. So again, we explained two fundamental differences between Rav and Kavua, and Rav and Chazaka. And the way Rav works is that Rav is Mevara the Suffolk. Chazaka and Kavua, on the other hand, like Rav Chanan explains, are not Mevara the Suffolk. All it is Xeris HaKosev, the Torah said our din is to go Basar Karev, and our din is to go Basar Chazaka. But they are not Mevara the Suffolk at all. That is one difference between Rav and Kavua, and between Rav and Chazaka. Another difference, as we said, is that by Rav, the suffix remains. But our din is to rely on the bearer of Rav. On the other hand, by Chazaka and Kavua, there is no suffix whatsoever. And we do not contemplate any other tzad. That is another difference between Rav and Kavua and Rav and Chazaka. And for that reason, even though by Rav the halacha is davar sheish hamatirin, we do not rely on Rav, but by Kavua and Chazaka, one will say that we go after Kavua and Chazaka, even the davar sheish hamatirin. And therefore, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, even though Maaser Sheni is considered a davar sheish hamatirin, but yet we will still go after Karev. Now, let's go on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mechza lemechza. If he found the money in between Maaser Sheni and Chulin, Yipul Maaser Sheni. The halach is that money goes to Maaser Sheni. L'chayr, one could ask the following shaila. Why do we say that if the money was found in between Chulin and Maaser Sheni, that the halach is Yipul Maaser Sheni, why don't we say they go Basar Chazaka? The money started out as Chulin. And since the money started out as Chulin, we should assume that the money remains Chulin until proven otherwise. So why do we say Yipul Maaser Sheni? The halacha is we should go Basar Chazaka. And midin Chazaka, we should assume that the money is Chulin. And so too, L'chayra one sees in the Rambam in Perek Vav, Mehilchas Maaser Sheni, Halachid Aleph. The Rambam says, if you have a teva, a box, that was used for Chulin and Maaser Sheni, and you found in that box money, and you're not sure if the money that you found is Chulin or Maaser Sheni, so it depends. Im Rav Manichen Maaser. If most people use that box for Maaser, Harei Mois Maaser, we assume the money that you found is Maaser. Im Rav Manichen Chulin, if most people use the box for Chulin, Chulin. But let's say it's Mechza or Mechza. The Rambam says the halacha is that the money that you found, we assume the money is Chulin. And the kasha is, why do we assume the money is Chulin? We should go to Chumra and be a Cheshesh that maybe the money is really money in Maaser Sheni. So Chura one sees clearly from the Rambam that we say the Mechza or Mechza Chulin is based on the fact that we go Basar Chazaka. And since the money started off as Chulin, we assume the money remains Chulin. But if so, how does one answer our Mishnah? Why in our Mishnah do we say that by Mechza al Mechza Yipul Maaser Sheni, we should also go after Chazaka, just like the Rambam says in Perek Vav Achid Aleph? So to answer this kash, we find that the Tzvach says in Psachim Navzainim Abbas the following Chiddush, that we go after Chazaka in the Rambam in Perek Vav Achid Aleph is only when we are coming to classify the money that was found. In other words, we found money, and the question is this money chuan or meiser sheni? So then we say they go after the chazaka of the money. And since the money started off as chuan, we assume that the money remained chuan. But as far as our Mishnah is concerned, that over here we have chuan and meiser sheni in front of us. And the question is, where did this money come from? Did this money come from the meiser sheni money, or did this money come from the chuan money? Then there's no halacha to go after the chazaka of the money itself. Because then the question is, where did this money come from? And since we have Meiser Sheni in front of us, therefore there is no din to go baser the chazaka of the money itself. That is the chiddush that the Tzlach says to answer up the Rambam to explain why in our Mishnah we do not go after chazaka. If one looks carefully at Tesis Nida Dafir Chesam and Aleph, Bedibra Mascha Acher Ariv, one sees in Tesis that Tesis argues on the chiddush of the Tzlach. And Tesis holds that even where the suffix is, where a specific object came from, still Tesis holds that we would go after Chazaka. For example, Tesis says that if you have some stores that sell Basar Shchutza, and some stores that sell Basar Neveila, and one found Basar in the Shuk, the halacha is that even though our suffix is, where did this Basar in the Shuk come from? Did it come from the stores that sell Basar Shchutza? Or did it come from the stores that sell Basar Neveila? We will go after the Chazaka of the Basar itself. And since, like Tesis says, every Behema starts off Becheskas Iser, therefore we assume that the Basar is Aser. Even though the Shaila is, where did this Basar come from? Did it come from the Basar Shchutza? Or did it come from the Basar Neveila? So, according to Tesis, again, the Kasha Shver, that if we go after Chazaka, even where the Suffolk is, where did the Basar that was found come from? So, to L'chayr in our Mishnah, we should go after the Chazaka of the money that was found, and even though we have Chuan and Meiser Sheni in front of us, we should assume the money is Chuan based on Chazaka. L'chayr, to answer the Kasha on Tesis, one has to say as follows. That we do not go after Chazaka in our Mishnah is based on that we say that bedavar sheyeshoy matirin, we do not go even after chazaka. In other words, not only do we say that bedavar sheyeshoy matirin, we do not rely on roiv, but even as far as chazaka is concerned, we do not assume that the money is chuan based on chazaka, since again, as we said before, Meister Sheni is considered a davar sheyeshoy matirin based on the fact that you have another option. You can eat the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim itself. So, according to Tesis, one sees that even as far as Chazaka is concerned, we say that Bedavar Sheyesho Matirin, we cannot rely on Chazaka. But now, let's go back. If that's true, though, like Tesis, we say that Bedavar Sheyesho Matirin, we do not go after Chazaka, so too, we should say as far as Korva is concerned, even if it was found closer to the money of Chuan, why do we say and assume that the money that was found is Chuan based on the halacha of going after Korva? Again, we should say that since it is a davar sheyesho matirin, we should not rely on Korva as well. To answer this kasha, we have to say as follows, that even though one sees in Tesis that the davar sheyesho matirin, we do not rely on Chazaka, but that is only by Chazaka itself. If the only thing that we have is Chazaka, but by Korva, if it was found closer to the money of Chuan, then we have two reasons for us to assume that this money is Chuan. First of all, Korva, and second of all, we have Chazaka like Tesis. And therefore, one has to say that we say, the Bedavar Sheyesho Matirin, we do not rely on Chazaka, that is only if the only thing that you have is Chazaka. But if you have Chazaka and Korva, then even though it is a davar sheyesho matirin, we will still assume that the money that was found is chulin. And similarly, we find in the Bar Yitzchak in Yeridei Siman Aleph, the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says as follows, that we find in the next Mishnah, the money that was found in Yerushalayim, Bishar Koyim Reis HaShana is chulin, the rest of the year is chulin. Based on the fact that most of the money is chulin, again, the Shaila is, how can one go after Roiv? Meiser Sheni is a davar sheyesho matirin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan answers by saying again, that we say that bedavar sheish matir, we do not go after roiv, that is only if the only thing that we have in front of us is the roiv. But as far as halacha base is concerned, that one has roiv plus the chazaka of the money itself, then even though it is a davar sheyesho matirin, we can still assume that the money is chuan. That is a chiddush that Yitzchak Alchonin says in Bar Yitzchak. Now getting back to the previous machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos, that the Rambam holds that one goes after chazaka, and the only reason why we say that if money was found in between chuan and ma'aser sheni, we do not go after chazaka, is because then the shaila is, where did the money come from? And for that reason, we do not go after the chazaka of the money that was found. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues. Tosfos, on the other hand, understands that even if the shaila is where a specific object came from, we still go after chazaka. And l'chayu like Tosfos, that in our Mishnah we do not go after chazaka is based on the fact that Ma'aser Sheni is a davar sheyesho matirin. So now let's go back to the previous halacha. The Mishnah says that if you found the money closer to Ma'aser Sheni money, then we assume the money is Ma'aser Sheni, based on the halacha of Korva. And that we assume the money is Ma'aser Sheni is not misafek, we're a machmer, like the case that the money was found in between Chuan and Ma'aser Sheni. But then the halacha is Yipu Ma'aser Sheni, because you can assume the money is Ma'aser Sheni based on the halacha of Korva. So l'chayra, according to Tosfos, one sees that even though you have a chazaka that tells us to assume the money is chuan, but yet, as Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan in Nachal Yitzchak Simen Memvav of Katan Dalad explains, that from our Mishnah one sees that Korva the chazaka, if Korva and chazaka are in conflict, Korva is better than chazaka, and we go after Korva, and we don't say that the fact that there's a chazaka that's conflicting the Korva, it remains a suffix. But yet we can assume the money is Ma'aser Sheni based on the fact that Korva is better than Chazaka. That is what Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says one sees from our Mishnah. On the other hand, in the Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Dalet, Perek Dalet argues, and the Shmaitza holds, that Chazaka and Korva are equal. And if the Chazaka is in conflict to Korva, it remains a suffix. So, like the Shmaitza, one has to know, how do we understand our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say that if the money was found closer to Ma'aser Sheni, then we assume the money is Ma'aser Sheni money? But there's a chazaka that's in conflict with the Korva. That is the kasha that one can ask on the Shev Shmaitza. Mirtz Hashem, at the end of Shir, we will get back to this kasha. Now let's go on to the next Mishnah, which is the Sugya of Hesach Chadas. The Mishnah says, "Basar shenimtza ba'azara, evarim ayleis, chatichas chatois, v'yushalayim zivchei shomim, zeh v'zeh tu'uber, tu'rasei v'yeitzei l'beis asreifa." The Gemara on our base explains, "Rabbi Lezer v'shem b'hishia, heisia daitai toni v'tzura." If someone was misiach das from kachim, those kachim cannot be burnt right away, but yet you have to wait till ibur tzura. Amar v'hishia, v'hishia says, from our Mishnah, mas nisan amar kena, our Mishnah itself is a raya to Rabbi Eliezer Shem Rabbi Yishia, that even where there was Hesach Hadas, still one has to wait till Ibur Tzurasi before one goes and burns the Kodshim. Rabbi Yisi, on the other hand, argues, Amar Rabbi Yisi v'yo'us la'ichle, like the Siach Yitzchak in Chagiga Daf Chafal from Aleph explains, that as far as Hesach Hadas is concerned, one would even be able to eat the Kodshim. The reason why you're not allowed to eat the Kodshim is for a different reason. The reason why you're not allowed to eat the kachim is because we are chayshish, maybe the kachim that was found is already nicer. And for that reason, one is not allowed to eat the kachim misafik. But since it is only a safik, therefore the halacha is one has to wait till Ibur Tzurasi before he goes and burns the kachim. Just like any safik psul. In other words, one sees from our Gemara that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Hoshea and Rabbi Yisi. If the reason why in our Mishnah one cannot eat the kachim is because of Hesach Hadas, that is how Rabbi Yishe understands our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi, on the other hand, argues, and Rabbi Yisi says that the psul of Hesach Hadas is not applicable to our Mishnah, and therefore the only reason why one is not allowed to eat the kachim that was found is only because we are cheshish, that maybe the kachim that was found already became pasul with the psul of Neser. Now the question is, Why does the Beis Yosi argue on Rav Hoshea? What happened to the psula of Hesach Hadas? So to explain that, the Rav Yosi understands that in our Mishnah, the psula of Hesach Hadas is not applicable. We find two basic pshatim. Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph Man Aleph explains that we say that there is a psul called Hesach Hadas, that's only when the Karchim were biyadai and he went and he was actually actively Mesiach Das from the Karchim. But let's say the Karchim were lost, then there is no psul Hesach Hadas. In other words, according to Tosfos in Chagiga the Machlekes between Rav Hoshea and Rav Yosi is as follows. That we say that there is a psul Hesach Hadas by Karchim, is that only when one actively went and was Mesiach Das from Kachim? But if the Kachim were lost, they are not Nivsolim Hesach Hadas. That is the Shita Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Hoshea on the other hand argues. And Rabbi Hoshea says that as long as there was no active Shmira, as long as the Kachim were not actively Shomor, then we say that the Kachim become possible with Hesach Hadas, even though there was no active Hesach Hadas. That is the Machlokes between Rav Hoshea and Rav Yosi, according to Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph. Takan Chadatan, on the other hand, explains that the Machlokes between Rav Hoshea and Rav Yosi is as follows. He explains that everyone agrees that one does not need active Hesach Hadas to be possible with the psul of Hesach Hadas. The Takan Chadatan explains that Rav Hoshea and Rav Yosi argue if the psul of Hesach Hadas is applicable to our Mishnah, they are arguing based on the fact that the Karchim were found in the Azara. And since the Azara is a Rishus HaRabim, we know that Allah is Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Tar. And therefore they are arguing that we say that something is possible as Chadas, based on the fact that we are worried that it became Tameh. Does that apply to Rishus HaRabim, where we say Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Tar? Or since the Allah is Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Tar, therefore we say that even though there was Hesach Hadas, but still, Misafik, they are Tor. Now, according to the Takan Chadatan, one has to understand what is the Pshat in Rav Hoshea. How can Rav Hoshea go and say that in our Mishnah, the Psul of the Kachim is based on Hesach Hadas, why don't we say, Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Sveikei Tor? In the Ramban and Chul and Daf Beis on the base, we find the Ramban says the same Chiddush. That by Karchim, one does not say Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikei Tor. And the Ramban explains that since by Karchim there's a pasuk of Mishmeres, it says that Karchim need Shimur. Therefore, the only time that one is allowed to be makir of these Karchim or to eat these Karchim is only, like the Ramban says, if he's Bari Lo Shehein Tzahirim. Only when there is no tzad tumah, only then is one allowed to makriv the kachem or eat the kachem, based on the pasuk of Mishmeres Tumaisai. That is how the Ramban explains why by kachem we do not say Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikei Tor. From the Ramban one sees that even though the halacha is Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikei Tor, that does not mean to say that if something was found B'Rishus HaRabim, there is no tzad tumah. What it means to say is that the Torah says that if you have a Safek B'Rishus HaRabim, the din of this Safek is Tar. But not that we say that there is no Tzad Tumah whatsoever. And for that reason, as far as Kachim is concerned, as long as there is any Tzad Tumah, you are not allowed to eat the Kachim or remark of the Kachim, because the Torah says that one is only allowed to eat the Kachim or remark of the Kachim only if there is no Tzad Tumah whatsoever. That is the Chiddush of the Ramban. And that is the Shita of Rav Hoshea and our Gemara as well. That even though the Azara is Rishus HaRabim, but still we'll say that there is a Psul Hesach Hadas, based on the fact that by Karchim, the only time one is allowed to eat Karchim is if there is no Tzad Tumah whatsoever. But it is still Shver, because if one looks in the Ramban and Nida Daf Beis, one sees the following Chiddush. That even though the Ramban holds that if there is any Tzad Tumah, one is not allowed to eat Karchim, even though the halacha is Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim Sveikei Tor, that is only if the Karchim did not have a Cheskes Tahara. But if the Karchim had a Cheskes Tahara, then one is allowed to go be makir of the Karchim or to eat the Karchim, even though there is halacha Mishmeres Tumaisai. And Elkoyah, the explanation in the Ramban is based on that we said before. That if there is a cheskes tahara, then there is no tzad safik whatsoever. There is no tzad tumah whatsoever. Because midin chazaka, we say that we do not contemplate another tzad. As long as it started out being tahar, we say that it is vaday tahar, till proven otherwise. So here again, one has to understand, how can a Rashi go and say, and explain our Mishnah based on the psul of Hesach Hadas, even though the rule of Safek Tumah B'Shasarabim is fake Tahar is not applicable, but here the Kachim that were found have a Cheskes Tahara. And if the Kachim that were found have a Cheskes Tahara, there is no Safek Tumah whatsoever. So again, the psul of Hesach Hadas should not apply to our Mishnah. So L'chaira, to answer this kasha, one has to say the following chiddush. That we said before, that the way chazaka works, that we have a chazaka, we do not contemplate another tzad, and we assume that the status of the object remain the same, that is only if the object was in front of us in a certain state, and now we have a suffix if the status changed. So then we'll say that don't contemplate another tzad, and assume that the status remain the same. But let's say the object came in front of us now, and now that the object came in front of us, we have a suffix. So even though we know that previously the object was in a certain state, but then the chazaka can tell us, don't contemplate another tzad, because when this object came in front of us, there was a suffix. Then the only thing the chazaka can tell us is to assume that the status that we happen to know was originally the status of the Chayfetz, to assume that the status didn't change. But it cannot tell us not to contemplate another tzad, because when it came in front of us, there was another tzad. And for that reason, Rav Hoshea says that in our Mishnah, even though the kachim that were found have a cheskes tahara, but since the kachim that were found in a matzav of safek, therefore the chazaka that the kachim have do not tell us not to contemplate another tzad, and for that reason, as long as there is a safek, we say that as long as there is another tzad, one cannot eat or be makir of these kachim. So again, from here we see that there are two ways in which chazaka work. One way in which chazaka works is that the chazaka can tell us to not contemplate another tzad, and there is no suffix whatsoever. But there is another way as well, that even where there is a suffix, the chazaka can tell us which way to assume in this specific suffix. And so too we find in the Achrenim, for example, the Vezeis Yaakov on Masechta Ksuvos. Now going back to the previous kasha that we asked on the Shev Shmaitza. Again, the Shev Shmaitza understands that Kurva v'chazaka, if you have a chazaka which is in conflict with Kurva, we do not say, like Yitzchak HaChonin says in Nachal Yitzchak, that the Kurva is better than chazaka. But the Kurva and chazaka are equal. So we asked, how, according to the Shmaitza, does one understand that if one found money closer to Maiser Sheni, do we say Yipu Maiser Sheni, do we assume the money is Maiser Sheni money? We have a chazaka that's in conflict with the Kurva. We have a chazaka of the money itself, which is in conflict with the Kurva. So, to answer this kasha, one can say the previous essay that we said before, that the Shev Shmaitza understands, that if the Chazaka is in conflict with the Kurva, the Chazaka is equal to the Kurva, it depends which Chazaka we are talking about. If the Chazaka is such a Chazaka that tells me not to clear a Safek, don't contemplate another tzad, only then does the Shev Shmaitza hold that chazaka is equal to korva. But in the previous Mishnah, that we are talking about that one found money in a situation of suffik, the money was found in a matzav of suffik, then the only thing the chazaka can tell me is how to assume the status of the money that was found. And then, one sees in our Mishnah that korva is better than such a chazaka. And for that reason, the money that was found closer to Maaser Sheni, one assumes that that money is Vade Maaser Sheni.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.